Another call back home for free public transport for Auckland comes out of a report commissioned by First Union. Now, the report looked at Boston's pilot fares free program, among others, produced an immediate 23% increase in use, apparently, and 95% of those who used it were from what they call the transit critical population. Now, the Assistant General Secretary of First Union, Louisa Jones, is with us. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
What's transit critical?
So, what's your question?
What is transit critical?
I'm sorry, I don't understand the question.
That was in the report. It said 95% of those who used the public transport were from transit critical populations.
Oh, so they need a place to go from where they're living to where they work, or where they're living to school, or to a place where they're socialising. So transit critical means that they need to go via transit, not just walk.
That's everybody, isn't it? Don't we all need to, at some point, need to go from one point to another?
Yeah.
So that would be 100%, not 95%. The whole thing's confusing me. Are you confused as well?
No, I'm not confused.
Right. So transit critical are people who need transport of some description?
Yeah, that's right.
So you could use a car?
So what this report talks about is that if we eliminate fares from our already heavily subsidised public transport system, then people can go to work or their places of work for free. And what we know currently is that the reality for any Aucklander who's waking up right now and about to go to work is that they're going to pay a lot of money for their petrol, and they're going to join a gridlock that happens every day. And that's an unproductive gridlock, right? Because everybody's just sitting in their car waiting to get to work. Mm. So what this report proposes is that we have a vision for a different city where people get up and cooperatively get to work in a way that's better for the environment and better for everyone. So that's what this report is about.
The report, in looking at Boston's pilot fares free program, doesn't make a direct comparison between, for example, the actual services that Boston provides versus the services that Auckland provides?
So the author of the report has looked at Boston and a few other cities around the world where fares free public transport has been experimented with. Also, Auckland is another city where it's happened. So we know, for example, that we eliminated fares during the pandemic, during the lockdown. And also, we're currently in a situation of half-price fares. Mm. And even in that situation of half-price fares, ridership is increased by 50%. So what we are proposing would happen is a mode shift, that you would get people that currently take the bus, but it would be free, and so that would be a boon for them. But then actually other people would choose that instead of taking their car to work,
take public because it's free.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I get that. But the point I'm asking is the service in Boston or the other services looked at in the report, are they comprehensive public services as opposed to Auckland, which isn't a comprehensive public service? You don't get a bus when you want it or a train when you want it because they're broken down half the time. If you make a great public service, then people will use it.
Yeah, so I think that the two are mutually reinforcing. So you get more people travelling on buses, that creates a more demand for more buses, and you get an improved and more frequent service as one of the benefits of doing it.
Who pays for it?
So the report actually has a whole section on the economics of it, but we currently pay for it. So you remember I said it was 70% subsidised? Mm-hmm. So it would be just 100% subsidised. That would be what the report estimates, is that that would cost $236 million. That could increase as ridership increases. But we think that there would be some benefits to that, including the productivity to firms that I've talked about previously, where instead of us waiting in the traffic to get to work, we would already be at work.
All right, Louisa, appreciate your time very much. Louisa Jones, who's the Assistant General Secretary of the First Union, and I'm assuming part of the transit critical population.